In my previous lesson, I talked about faith choices, kingdom choices, people who by faith chose the kingdom of God as opposed to the kingdom of this world, people who by faith chose to follow the King of Kings, the King of the universe, rather than the King of the darkness of this world. Kingdom choices. Today, I want to speak about sustaining faith and how that God sustains people of faith in difficult times. I'm going to refer to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 35. Verse 35 is a remarkable verse. There is an amazing shift in the middle of this verse that has huge implications for a correct understanding of how God works in the lives of His people of faith. If you think you have figured out how God works and have reduced it to a formula, if I trust God, He will help me overcome any circumstances that I confront, you will be shocked when you run smack into verse 35 of Hebrews 11. In verse 35, the writer tells us that women receive back their dead raised to life again. And then, as if to shift gears, as if to not leave anyone out, anyone that had faith in God, any of those who made a faith choice, a kingdom choice, the writer says, others were tortured and refused to be released. Both of these phrases refer to people of faith. Verse 39 tells us that they were all commended for their faith. Although there is no difference in their faith, yet there is an enormous difference in their experiences. It is tempting for us to say of those of the latter part of this chapter that if only they had trusted God more, the outcome may have been different. It's tempting, but it is wrong. The writer of Hebrews makes us face head on the mystery of faith. We all like the descriptions and the results of faith up until the middle of verse 35, more than the ones that follow. Through faith, women receive back their dead. Thrills me. I love stories in which people call out to God in their desperation and experience His remarkable deliverance. But there are many who, this side of heaven, do not find relief from sufferings and trouble. There are important lessons here. You cannot judge the value of faith by present outcomes. True faith can produce different results. By faith, some escaped. By faith, others endured. Others called on God out of a pure heart of faith, and yet they are not delivered or healed or spared. But by faith, they all receive divine approval. Peter and James, the brother of John, were imprisoned by Herod. James was executed, while Peter was miraculously delivered. Yet there is no suggestion that Peter had a level of faith above that of James. God is sovereign in His purposes. He has not chosen to tell us why. He does what He does and allows what He allows. We're living in an age that loves immediate results and is enticed by teachings that health and wealth and prosperity are God's purpose for every child of the King. This is a message which we must carefully ponder. Some would say if you like these things, it is because you like faith. But that's not the perspective of God's word. It is not true that if you trust God, you will recover from every illness. It is not true that if you trust God, your business will always flourish. It is not true that if you love God and follow God, people will love you and you will never experience persecution. It was not true in the Old Testament times. It was not true in the New Testament times. And it's not true today. I am grateful for those who can share stories of great deliverance, but I have learned far more from people who have lived lives of great endurance, such as Sister Worley, a lady that was a member of our church who had lost both of her legs. I remember when I would be feeling a little down, times when I may have talked a little negative, and my pastor says, "Charles, you need to go visit Sister Worley." And I did. Sister Worley knew that her battle was not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of darkness, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. She knew what the battle was, and she knew that she had not won the battle over her diseased flesh, but she had won the battle, the most important battle in her life. She had won the battle over the power of darkness and over the spiritual wickedness in high places, and she was only waiting on God to release her from this body of pain and take her to be with Him forevermore. And you know what she did in the meantime? Until God called her, her heart went on singing. Until the Lord came and took her home, she carried on with joy. Until her eyes beheld that city, whose builder and maker is God. Until the day that God called her home, she went on singing. She carried on with joy. It was an infectious joy. It spread even to me. When I would go visit Sister Worley and spend an hour with her and listening to her testimonies of great victories and sharing of the word with her, I left like a brand new man. Yes, I've learned from those who have suffered much. I've learned that God loves me even though I am racked with pain, even though it appears to others that I'm fighting a losing battle. But friend, I know in whom I trust and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him until that day.
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances or things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision, and my frustration gets so out of hand. It's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken. I've never had to stand the test alone. As I look at all the victories, the Spirit rises up in me. Through the fire, my weakness is made strong. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting, but He said He'll put in the valley of the
will not get heavy, and the hill will not be hard to climb. He never offered a victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision.
He will take you through the fire.